Hey, it's Shimon, and this is the Faith Through Music podcast. Here, we speak with artists, creators, and musicians about how faith influences their music and how music influences their faith. If you enjoy the music discussed in this episode, please check out our playlist on Spotify in the episode description. Today, I have the pleasure to speak with Mayor K. Mayor is an internet personality, video director, musician, podcast host, and jack of all trades. His videos have brought joy and inspiration to millions of people. If you're here for this discussion with Mayor, you might enjoy some of our other episodes on all podcast platforms. Today we discuss the power to connect through music and dance, how it's okay to not always be positive, his song Great Day and the music he hopes to release in the future, his focus on mental health advocacy, his creative process, and so much more. Now let's have a great day with Mayor K. Mayor, thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely. Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
So let's jump right into it. My first memory of you, we met working in Camp Simcha years ago, which is the camp for kids with cancer and different chronic illnesses. But my first image of you is you standing on the tables in the dining room, singing the pizza song and just bringing so much joy to everybody in the room. Like, how did you get, I guess, into being able to sing in front of big crowds? Like, where'd you get that energy to bring life to people through that lens of music in that way?
That's a good question. And yes, man, you're throwing it back to Camp Simcha, the happiest place in the world, the place that, you know, exudes and oozes with so much joy and happiness. So I think it's you already start off on a much higher level just because the place, the energy there is, it's just so tangible. I think from a very young age, I always loved performance, and I loved dancing and music, and it always was a medium for me to connect with people, to connect with myself, and to like use that as a vehicle to connect with others. So it was a no-brainer in camps, overnight camps, in school, there was always an element of music or of some sort of performance that I was able to like lean on to bring some joy and happiness to myself and to others. So Camp Simcha was like that perfect playground, you know, where I am also sort of a sponge. You know, people, depending on what you love, right? You just keep your antennas open and you're always trying to listen and look out for it. So
yeah,
for me, it was always cheers and songs and quotes and different types of stories and parables. So I always try to just take them in and I get inspired when I hear or see something new. And so I can't take full credit for the pizza song. It's not mine. I heard it in overnight camp growing up myself. And that was something that I just loved, 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 and brought that to me with me wherever I went in different camps, whether it was in Camp Simcha or Ukraine and Russia and California. So it's fun. It's fun. It's easy. It gets people engaged, and I love it.
Yeah, no, I hear that. And from this lens of music, so like we made like a lot of inspirational videos, but you seem recently to kind of transition into a place of almost using inspirational music. These videos you've done with Kosher Dills and different ideas of creating this like inspirational music, not just inspirational messaging. And I guess, can you maybe tell me how you got the idea to kind of move in that direction? And is that kind of where you are hoping to go a little bit more going forward?
It's a good question. I mean, I'm at the moment, you know, I'm a creative guy. You know, I love creativity, and it's something that I struggled to embrace growing up, just being like an artist and to say, hey, I'm an artist and I'm creative, and to claim that and to be grateful for that gift. So that being said, I limited myself to just film and to acting and filmmaking, but I've evolved, you know, and if you're not evolving, then what are you doing? If your problems from last year are the same from this year, then what's going on? So for me, it was just a natural progression to another avenue of creativity. So I was doing a lot of videos, and I still love creating videos and filmmaking and acting, but I also pivoted to, you know, stories and creating a children's book. And like you mentioned, the music I love it. Not necessarily do I claim to have the greatest voice, but I do enjoy music. I love dancing to music, and I love collaborating with other people in that space. So yes, I've created, and music is a way to the soul, and it's a beautiful, fun way to share messages. So it was a natural progression towards that, creating music and raps and poetry with artists, like you mentioned, Kosher Dills, and dropping my own single last summer in 2020, a Great Day, which can be found wherever wherever Spotify and Apple Music. Like, and as we speak, I'm actually in the midst of producing another dance track for this summer for 2021. With my main man, Mo Ackerman, my music producer.
I'll keep my eyes open on that.
Yeah, for sure. So it's just another fun way to creatively share positive messages. And I'm dabbling with some other music, which I want to put out there in the world. It's just another fun way to connect with people.
It's interesting how you talk about music and dance. One of your first videos that really went big, and to me was like a really cool thing, is you threw like a dance party on the subway, which is like you're talking about bringing unity between people through music. And just how that bridges the gaps between people, if you want to like touch a little bit on that.
It is. Yes. It's the universal language of love and connection. You know, you could put on a beat and no matter what your background is or where you're from, if you're going to groove, you're going to groove. And there's no wrong way of dancing. So it's just a really fun. It's like the world is your dance floor. Never stop dancing. That's one of my lines. And I really believe that. So yeah, like you mentioned, I always, if it makes sense, I try to incorporate music or dance with people, with strangers. Because again, New York City is not just filled with New Yorkers, right? Or what's a New Yorker? It's a melting pot of people. And that was necessarily does everybody speak, you know, English well, or they're from different places. And so I came across a lot of people from different places, and perhaps they couldn't answer my questions if it was like a man in the street, but man, if there was music and I was dancing, it's pretty obvious what I'm trying to do with them. So it was just it's a fun way to connect with people and live by a truth in which there's more that we have in common than we do not have in common. And if we just highlight that more, I think that's important. That will make this world a little bit brighter.
Yeah, no, especially these days, it's really important to kind of be able to bridge between people, because we kind of live in a world, unfortunately, that feels very divided. And it's like whenever you're able to bring unity and bring joy and just not have to deal with anything else, I think, like you said, like music and dance really fit that mold of bringing people together in a very simple and beautiful way. And just everything else goes away in that sense.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
I feel like as a filmmaker, so like you've done a lot of different videos, but like you also use, I think you do it very well, maybe because like you have this like rhythm from your dance and whatever else, but being able to use music like effectively in inspirational videos and things like that, and kind of telling a story, but using music to give it that one extra step to really.
Yeah. It's music is musical. Music is a character. It's a character in film, and it really has the power to move someone to a certain emotion and to help elicit that or to enhance whatever's being seen visually. It's, you know, I think when it's used in that with intention, then it could actually take away tremendously from what you're trying to create. So it's a big, big player in film and in creation. It, you know, music makes me laugh. It can make me cry. It has such a scope.
Yeah.
And so it's so powerful and not to be used lightly. You know, it's really like anything, it's to be used with intention and with purpose. And I try to do that with my films, of course, when it comes to choosing the right piece of music and does it make sense? What am I trying to do here? What am I trying to accomplish? And then we just, you know, we take pieces of different, you know, visually and music and people and expression, and we put it all together to create something beautiful to move someone.
Yeah, no, I hear that. Maybe we'll go a little bit broader here. You talked about like growing up being always creative. Was your family a very creative family? Like how did that come to being like accepted in where you grew up, and as well as was that fostered and things like that growing up?
Yeah. I mean, my parents are creative in their own ways, and my dad was always like is a natural leader. And creative, and he stepped up and like, and I, you know, hear stories how he was in camp and overnight camp in his own way. My mom is so creative when it comes to arts and crafts and organization. She's a professional organizer, and she was a nursery teacher for like 20 years. And she always has such unique ways to create with her hands, and she's just a very, very creative human being. Yeah. So that was very deeply ingrained with him. My way of my DNA, I would say. Growing up, there was, you know, my meeting up anytime we met up with my cousins, there was always singing and dancing. We always put on shows together for the parents and grandparents. And I always had a natural knack knack in towards performance and over camp. And I always was part of the part of those like extracurricular activities when it came to like sketches and plays and whatnot.
Yeah.
When it came to like my more teen years, or when I expressed that I wanted to like do it professionally and wanted to turn into a career, there was definitely resistance. And it just, you know, it's not something that's been done. And so that was something that I had to really push through and had to question myself, like realize that, wait, is this something I really want to do? And is this something I want to pursue? And as I moved into my 20s, I recognized that this is something that's still very deep within me that I feel very passionate about. I realized I couldn't go through life thinking, what if, what would it be like? And I had to go ahead and give it a shot. And so that's what I've been doing these past couple of years.
No, 100%.
And creating, making my dreams a reality.
Yeah, no, I feel like in life, especially, I feel like this past year with COVID, I think people have really started recognizing that within themselves and kind of saying like, look, like we don't know what the world's going to bring. We can't just live like in like, oh, maybe someday something will happen. Like you have to take action. And I feel like you're saying like, that's one of the most important things about being like, successful is not the right word, but just being able to be driven and kind of put yourself in that space of, I'm going to just do it and we'll figure out exactly how it works. But if I don't start doing it, then nothing's ever going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally. Definitely, you know, sped up the process. And like, it was just a straight mirror, you know, to ourselves, like wake up from the, you know, from the hamster wheel of life. And it's like, what's going on? What are you doing? What are you doing with your life? Are you happy? Are you accomplishing? Do you find meaning in your life and purpose? And how are you contributing to the flow of existence? And these are the questions I ask myself, not just, you know, daily, maybe too much.
Yeah.
But I need to be able to like be a place of expression and creativity and connect with people through what I'm doing.
No, I hear that. Do you have a greater vision for what you're trying to create? And like, where does that fall in, like where you are in that plan?
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, the greater plan, I mean, I would love to, what I'm working towards now is creating a media company, a positive media company that produces and creates content that focuses on highlights positive acts and messages that we can flood the internet and where people get content and to bring more hope and to bring more truth and awareness to the goodness that exists in ourselves and in the world and to create that into a global scale. Mm-hmm. That's definitely a mission that I'm working towards and to really help people be seen. I'm stepping a lot more into the mental health advocacy and bringing more awareness around that. And that's something that's close to my heart. And that could be expressed through my nonprofit that helps those who are experiencing homelessness, Super Soul Party, or through public speaking and also creating content around and creating conversation and breaking down stigmas around these types of topics.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Like you touched on it there, but like your whole like being is all about positivity. Was that something you always were? You always were a positive person, or is that something that you worked on within yourself to get to the point now that you're able to give that over to people?
Mm, constant work. As a kid, I think maybe it was more natural.
Mm-hmm.
I would say growing up into my adulthood, whoop, I don't know what date that was, but awareness kicked in. Like when you become an aware human being, you become woke, as they say. Then it becomes, for me, it became a lot more of a daily decision. And some days are better than others. And positivity, also the way I relate to positivity has shifted a lot too, where earlier on, perhaps it was a bit more naive in the sense of like, positive, happy, and don't feel any other type of emotions. Or if you do feel those emotions, then that takes away from you being a positive person, mm-hmm. which I believe is not the case. It's I think it matured over time to recognize that it's definitely a way of life and a perspective, and you can be a positive person and pursue that, and at the same time feel your emotions. And they may not always be joyous and happy, and you could also feel sadness, but yet you could still be a positive person, you know, and to hold space for all those emotions. So it's definitely work, and it's a consistent work, and it's something that I love to share and talk about, and And it's something that I continue and I am excited to continue to do so and grow and learn more about it as I grow and experience more of life.
Yeah, no, like you're saying, I think that is the key to a lot of things in life is understanding that you don't owe just to be a happy person or to be successful or to be whatever you do in life. It's not about every second of your life feeling like you're $1 million, but it's about recognizing that the times that you don't feel as amazing aren't detracting from who you are as a person. It's not like, oh, I'm no longer a happy person because I have down moments. It's no, right. I'm a happy person who has down moments, but that doesn't take anything away from who I am as a person.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I mean, there's you know, it's black and white thinking. At least I had that and I worked through that, but yeah, totally. It's not all or nothing. You know, we're complex human beings and we have all this stuff going on within us. And it's like, where do we want to choose and where do we want to put our focus? And it's so easy and to fall into these rabbit holes of like despair and loss of hope. And especially when it's, like you said, like it's fed to us, you know, on a lot of mainstream media. So at the same time as all these other things that are happening that are sad and destructive and challenging to see and to experience, there's also a whole lot of great things going on too.
Yeah.
And I want to just bring a little balance to the world in that regard and let people know that there's goodness around them and in them and they're not alone and inspire them not to just like, oh, consume, but also to like go out and do, inspire people to take action.
Yeah. I guess touching on that, like we're sitting a little bit in this sadness for a second. Like we had a couple weeks ago, or not even last week, the tragedy in Mehron, where we lost 45 people passed away. How do you stay positive, or do you have advice for people how to stay positive through times that are not the most positive? And again, obviously, like we said, there's sometimes you just have to sit in that negative, but understand that doesn't define who you are. But how do you kind of be able to bring positivity into your life in darker moments?
Man, yeah. Baruch Dan Emes and what took place there in Mehron. I don't know, man. I'm not trying to stay positive in that. I don't know what to say, you know, in that regard. It's just, yeah, feel the grief, mourn, be sad, cry, do whatever it is to experience that. Mm-hmm. And that is the appropriate time. That's so sad. It's so sad. And so I don't think I would promote positivity in that regard or try to like, or maybe push down or like try to hide or hide behind positivity or like, yeah, but you know, it's like, no, but like, this is terrible. And This is sad. And then, you know, and during that period of time, being that and then what could come out of that? Will this inspire someone to take on something new, do act of kindness, do some sort of mitzvah? That could be great. That is great to take out of it. But I think in regards to something like that, it's just that.
Yeah, no, I hear that. It's no, there's like you said, there's no easy way to deal with that. But like you're saying, it really is important sometimes to just sit in a moment and like recognize what it is. And sometimes there isn't what to do, but also just don't be overwhelmed is not the right word, but don't let it, like we're saying before, don't let negativity define you. At the same point, you still have to recognize what it is. And I think that's like an important way to look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's like, you almost have to come back up from this. It's like, I kind of brought that whole mood like right down. And like, it's like almost like trying to get your headspace out of that now. But I think I'll try to transition a little bit.
how are you going to transition out of this one, buddy? Let's see how this goes.
A good question. I think that's why we have to just ramble a little bit for a few seconds and you kind of hopefully pick yourself back up. But I guess we've talked a lot about music and like, I think again, music brings joy and music brings life and music brings people into a happier or better place. we've talked about a lot how you've used music in different ways, but what does music mean to you as a person? Like, what is the role of music in your own life?
Music to me, it's the beating heart. It's a playground of connection and fun and expression. And it really moves me. It really, really moves me. I've recently actually gotten involved with some ecstatic dance, which has been a lot of fun. Music, you know, I there's groups out here in LA where I live now, and where people get together and we put on like these headphones, silent raves, and we just dance and we just connect with the child within. And it's so much fun and it's so healing and it's so beautiful. So it's been, I love it. I try to engage with music. I try to move my body multiple times a week to music. And it's just a way for me to like connect with myself and to connect with others.
Yeah. No, I hear that. Like you, I feel like you talking about like these silent raves and bringing joy. You've also done over the years, like bar mitzvah motivator kind of stuff. And like just bringing joy in that whole thing and just uplifting people.
Yeah. And yeah.
What's that like? And how do you get into that in the first place? I feel like that's like a kind of an interesting thing to do.
Yeah, no, it was sort of a natural progression. I think, I was actually convinced to do it. A family friend reached out to me and they asked, hey, you know, can you be a bar mitzvah motivator for our son in, you know, a couple of weeks? And I was like, what is that? I didn't know that even existed. And then I even turned it down. I was like, I don't know if I'm the right person for it. And they're like, yo, you got this. You got to do this. We're going to pay you. I was like, fine. Okay, cool. And yeah. I went, it was amazing. The mitzvah boy, his friends had a great time. The parents were super happy. I had a fantastic time dancing and just like playing games. It was so much fun. And at the end of the night, like to get a check handed over to you with a smile on from the client's face, it's like beautiful. What a service. So I word went out. Word of mouth. I've been doing it for the past couple of years. I took a break for a little bit in 2019. And then I in 2020, of course, things really slowed down. But I decided, you know, I miss it. And I opened myself up to it again. And thankfully, people have been booking me again. I'm flying to New York this coming week for it to do 3 or 4 gigs. And it's so much fun. I love it. And why? Because it's just so simple. It's so easy. It's such a quick instant gratification. You're out there dancing, connecting with people, and you see the smiles right then and there. You see how excited they are. And you have such an impact on such a beautiful and monumental day in someone's life. It's a privilege to be a part of that.
Yeah, and that also like is you, like the you from the tables at camp that we talked about in the beginning is the same you that is doing, that's that same energy and same just like release that you have at the bar mitzvahs now.
Yeah, totally. It's more of the same, and it's you know, like I said, it could be a tabletop in camp, it could be a dance floor at a bar mitzvah, it could be a subway in New York City, it could be your own bedroom with no one around. You know, I think it's just a way for me to show up in this world. Like, how do I want to show up? What kind of person do I want to be? And it's a person that I want to be, a person that is hungry and excited for life, who brings energy and positivity and light to people's lives. When they leave my presence, they feel more empowered and excited. And that's a decision I need to make. It's, you know, that's something that I ask myself. And then once I decide that, then it's like, okay, how can I go about doing that? And then I work towards it.
Continuing on that idea of bringing joy into people's life, we touched earlier on your song, Great Day, that you put out this past year, but how'd that come to be? Like, did you write that? Did you work with people? What was that process like in creating that song?
I worked with Mo Ackerman, talented music producer. And he was just so awesome. It was during COVID. Things were slow. You know, gigs weren't happening. I was in quarantine. I just had COVID. I was sick. I'm coming out of that. I needed to do something creative. I know Mo, he's produced some of my friends, Michael Olshansky, his music. And Moshe spoke so highly of him. So I reached out to him and we had a great connection right away. And I told him some of my ideas around what I wanted to do. And he was super helpful. And together we created this track. I had the messaging. I had this messaging that I wanted to do about choosing a great day. I mean, I have a saying, I'm AK, have a great day. But I wanted to bring out the message that, you know, a great day just doesn't happen. You got to choose to make this day great. And the music, I had a lot of inspiration from different artists and different DJs and genres. And I shared that with Mo, and Mo, with his freaking creativity, threw me some samples and we honed it out. He created the beat and we wrote the lyrics together and we made it happen. And it was a great hit, made a music video around it. And we're going to do it all again this for the summer.
Yeah. Talk about a music video. I know you've made this music video for yourself, but you've also worked a lot on other people's music videos. What's that process like? Do you enjoy that more? Cause it kind of is able to create the music side of you, the director side of you, the visual, just creative side. Like, I feel like it kind of takes all those elements that make up you into one particular thing.
I love music videos. They're so much fun. There's so much fun. There's so much space for creativity. And so, I produce them, I direct them. I like to throw myself in there as a little Easter egg and act in them too. But I enjoy very much being in front of the camera, but I also love directing. I love taking an idea and bringing it down to life. And it's so much fun. And I'm in the process right now of producing, directing 3 music videos as we speak for over the summer. And they're just so, each one of them is challenging in their own ways. And yet, they're also rewarding when you get through them and the process, the finish line. I love all parts of them. Yeah.
What's the process like in creating that? Meaning somebody comes to you with a song and they're like, I want to make a video for this. And how do you kind of go from there into visually what you want to do with it?
It depends. Sometimes the artist or the client has an idea, like what kind of messaging or what kind of specific shots they want in. Sometimes it's very broad, sometimes it's very specific. Oh, I want to have this. I want to have a horse, you know, on it. Okay, cool. But then sometimes it's like, hey, you know, I know music, I created this, but you're the video guy, run with it. And so I love when that happens too. And so I'm just like, I hear the song a bunch of times and, you know, keep an open mind and jot down ideas. And you know, I just let it sort of become one with me and hear it and feel it and visualize it. And then I write down ideas. I write out a script, you tweak it if need be. And then we go about creating it, producing it, getting the right players involved.
Yeah. Is that a similar process that you have when you create, let's say, either an inspirational or a hopefully viral video that you're creating yourself? Do you go at it from that same lens, or how does that process differ from when you're creating a music video?
It depends, because with the music video, there's already some structure. You have the song. Sometimes an idea for a video, if it's a social experiment, it's just like, you just got to keep your antennas open and like see what's going on out there. And then something clicks and then you go for it. When it comes to short films, it's either I'm pulling from stories that I've read, parables I've come across, quotes that inspire me. So I'm always reading. I love reading and fiction and self-development books and nonfiction. So there's always, I always try to keep myself open to ideas and to new thoughts and new ways of looking at life. But similarly in a way, it is a process in which I'm pulling, taking, and then bringing it all together into this one type of expression.
Yeah. Transition just a bit over here. I'm just curious, how does music play a role in like your spiritual experience? Meaning obviously the Judaism, we have prayers that are surrounded around music or singing and things like that. But in your own like more, I guess in a broader sense, also maybe in a more personal sense, how does music play a role in that for you?
I mean, the Gunim are powerful and they can really bring me to a place of deep connection with myself. And sometimes that's, you know, a way I like to open up a time when I'm connecting with Hashem is to listen to something and to go into nature and to listen to something. So music, I am a big fan of like Karbach and when it comes to that kind of, you know, davening and the energy around that is really special. Mm-hmm. To me. And Yeah, you know, it's beautiful. There's nothing like being in a room. I mean, sometimes it's beautiful being alone, but also there's something powerful about being in a room with, like, you know, 10, 20, 30, 1,000, 2,000. Think about an Uman, just with thousands of people in a tent. And you just feel an energy, you know, and you have just so many people singing in unison. It gives you goosebumps, you know, it opens up something within you. And to the opposite extreme, like I just touched on, is like also by yourself and you're just, you know, alone with like a beautiful melody. It, you know, especially I mentioned a nigun, which like has no words to it. Mm-hmm. It opens up so much space for you to put those words in, to like, you know, to be the, to co-create in that moment.
It's also, I think, like very meditative in a sense, which it gives you the ability to like meditate within the music.
Yeah. Yeah,
which I totally think is like a really,
yeah, really could carry you.
Yeah. Transition back to earlier when we were talking about your song. Did you like what kind? You touched on like, oh, like you had some. Are there any particular musical influences that kind of either influenced that song or influenced the song that you're working on now?
I'm doing research now. I mean, there's not one particular artist per se, but I, you know, my style of Great Day, this song, they're really more dance, high energy tracks. Mm-hmm. House, EDM, pump, get, I want people to get off their feet. I want them to be jumping,
yeah,
fists in the air, moving their body, sweating, uplifting type of music. So it's really just scouring the internet, listening to a bunch of music, seeing why certain music makes me feel certain ways. Sometimes there's music that makes you want to move, but it feels like it's coming from a darker place, and that's not what I want to do. So yeah, it's just really getting clear. And like, the more I hear and listen, the more I consume and sponge in, then I'm able to like, oh, okay, I have all this in me. And now how could I make it my own and share that with the world?
Yeah, no, I think that's like you touched on with a lot of things, even like with the more like the inspirational and videos and short films that you create, is that same idea is about learning from as many possible sources as possible and then kind of molding that in to tell the story that you want to tell through your lens.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Got to make it your own. You know, you got to make your own and be, you know, there's only one and of you and myself and the person who's listening. And it's like we have our own personal filters. So yeah, we're all going to take in and consume and listen and get inspired. And then what comes out of us, we could really, it's our own version of it. It's our own interpretation. And it's a really cool process to be a part of.
Yeah. As we're on a podcast right now, I know you have your Great Day podcast. Have you spoken with, I know, with a lot of musicians and different people. Are there any lessons that you've learned that have really sat with you from the people that you've spoken with on your podcast that you'd care to share?
I mean, there's so many. I've had the honor to speak to so many incredible human beings who are doing tremendous things in this world in different various fields, from music to thought leaders and authors and inventors and such. There's a lot of humility in all of it. I think a lot of people have talked about enjoying the process of whatever it is that one's pursuing, to enjoy the process, that there's no really there, that life is happening in the process. You know, it's that this is our life, what we spend our time and energy into, that's life. And so to enjoy that and to, even though it has its highs and lows and it has its challenges, but that is life in the making. And so to allow oneself to enjoy it, to learn in it, to really separate, the word failure from being bad, and like, it's just another metric to knowing that you're doing something, that you're creating something, that you're going for it. Mm-hmm. And to not to be afraid of failure, but, and to be excited to fail greatly. Uh-huh. I think is a big one.
Yeah. No, like, yeah, that's, I feel like that is really important. Like you're saying, really important to understand. It's the same idea of not understanding that perfection, there's no such thing as perfection, that your goal is, like you're saying, to live through the journey and to just be there and experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think is very much how you live your life. You kind of focus your life very much on living like through the experience and being one in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Try to be. Yeah, like you said, it's not perfect.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something that I strive to do more often on a daily basis in this moment, right here, right now.
Yeah. Yes. Do you have any personal message you'd like to share going out with this?
That it's a good question. I mean, it is, it's, I don't know when you're releasing this, but May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I think you talked a big, you know, part of it, like about perfection in the sense that we can be our own biggest critic, and perfectionism doesn't exist. And if we even have that metric in our life, then it's something to look at. It's like, wait, why am I comparing anything that I create or work or be against a metric of perfectionism? It just doesn't exist. So it doesn't even mean about creating work or creating the perfect podcast episode or piece or creating the perfect piece of art. But even when it comes to like our own selves of being perfect human beings and like, you know, we're flawed and we make mistakes and we fail and it's messy, and to be okay with that and to be aware of that and to accept that is, I think, a really important way to live one's life, and takes a whole lot of pressure away from our own existence and creates space for love and compassion to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when we practice that, we're able to show up that way for other people too. So I'll just say, yeah, leave on that, you know, to create some space and time to enjoy your imperfected self, your perfectly imperfected, and to enjoy your process of living.
Thank you. I appreciate you sharing that. Where can people find you, where they can find your videos, find you personally on social media and online?
Yeah. Mayor K, MEIRKAY on all social media platforms. And the Great Day podcast can be found wherever podcasts can be found. And it's a really great honor to be in this conversation with you. Thanks for having me.
Mayor, thank you so much again for joining. This was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Absolutely. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. For more conversations like the one you just heard, please follow us on Instagram at OurFaithThrough, THRU, music, and subscribe in your favorite podcasting app. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great rest of your day.